It's the Madman DVD review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Great sting.
Check this out.
She is a DVD reviewer and tastemaker.
Tastemaker,
yeah. Thank you for the sunglasses you gave me.
Good. I'm pleased that my
girlfriend's had
bad taste.
Yeah. I'm disappointed about that, so I'm fighting for you.
Thank you.
I'll have them next week. Go on, you watch.
Just wear them in, times where you're not.
There's that 72 hours thing. Someone gets kidnapped, then they reckon that if they don't find them in 72 hours, there's a TV show on the Crime Channel that they promo the hell out of about that. And so once the show's finished, if anyone's got any, if you're out there, sunglasses, give me a call.
I found some. Mike and Maria.
Sunglasses?
No, well, sorry. Maybe,
oh,
maybe
damn!
Mike and Maria were talking off air about how when you set a film in the future, nobody really thought about the year 2017 because it just doesn't roll off the tongue, doesn't sound that great. Barbed Wire is set in 2017.
Pamela Anderson, Barbed Wire.
Cherry 2000 is set in 2017.
Cherry 2000 is a great film.
Fortress. The Running Man.
Running Man.
That's
Let's
a great
get ready
film.
To run. I love that movie. Love the book. The book's really good.
And then, whereas kind of Terminator Genesis, but I don't think that counts.
They're all pretty robots, sort of various different robots, aren't they?
Cherry 2000.
Cherry 2000. That's like those sex robots that you can actually get.
Yeah, the augmented.
It was 1987, so I think they just chucked some decades on it.
Yeah, that's probably right too. And Fortress, I don't know what that is.
Fortress.
It's about a fortress, I guess.
Well, there's a few here, but
I remember a good movie called Battle Truck. I was thinking about that the other day. If anyone's
Battle
out there,
Truck.
You remember Battle Truck?
Yes, sure do.
It's a defining. Oh, it's a truck, but you can just attack things with it. Oh man,
it's a Christopher Lambert film. It takes place in a dystopian future.
This dystopian future business, eh?
Yeah.
When's that happen?
Blade Runner tonight.
You going to the new Blade Runner?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very impressive. That's a double gloat.
Oh, sorry. Mikey's very jealous of my bagel. Sorry, guys.
It's actually a literal bagel with avocado on it.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, it's not a euphemism.
Okay, so that's the DVD review for this morning. No, hi, Maria. Yeah. So let's focus on what we're supposed to be doing. We're looking at a disc in a case. A disc in a case that's that on it is a wonderful movie, I bet. What is the movie about?
Well, yeah, okay. The movie is called Things to Come. It's a French film. Nothing to do with futurism, sadly.
Had a few of these French films, haven't we?
Futurism. We have had quite a few of these French films, and yes, this has subtitles too, so all of those French speakers are advantaged by watching Things to Come. Things to Come, of course, is about the future, but only one person's future. A woman called Natalie, who's a married professor of philosophy, whoopty. And and her life is lots of giggling going on. Her life is quite fantastic, but
if you stick at school and you do your work,
right,
life is fantastic.
Out.
That's what happens with the tertiary education, I believe. I've heard.
I can't even comment on that one.
So it's about her pay, though, right?
It is.
She's great.
Yeah, she's pretty fantastic. She's like one of France's treasures. This is the year that her life falls apart, and it sort of goes from, her losing her husband to his mistress to her mother kind of fading away with, Alzheimer's and...
Life doing one of those ones,
and her back catalogue of academic journals. There's a new marketing department that comes to her very, esteemed...
It is quite French, this movie.
Yeah, so her publisher gets a new marketing department and they decide to republish her back catalogue in hypercolours, and it's disturbing to her because she's French.
But the word hyper is...
one of the best things, this is the type of film that... You would imagine having to go to one of those sort of matinee cinemas to view something that has this type of plot line normally. However, because of Isabelle Huppert's amazing performance, she's very, very restrained in the way that she plays this. So all of these really quite life-shattering
moments.
Obviously
not when they change the colour of the back catalogue.
Well, I know. Quelle horreur. thank you. She actually plays it in a really reserved way, so we'd expect her to get emotional. She doesn't. And because she's so tightly controlled in that, all of these terrible things are occurring, but She's not really showing it, which has that lovely tension about it. She also gets hit on by this young student who wants to be her girlfriend, and he's really kind of not terribly refined in the way that he goes about trying to court her, and she's terribly bored by it.
I love it.
It's a little bit similar to the president of France, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a little bit of
a cougaring. And now is with his teacher.
Yeah, in a very...
Hit on his teacher when she was married.
So awkward. Kids. Bloody hell.
When he was at school.
I'm not entirely sure that we should be approving of such things.
I'm not approving of it, I'm just saying it's very similar. Similar.
So, Isabelle Huppert. She was in the last Paul Verhoeven film, which played at the festival, was it last year, not this year? And it's very, very full on. It's the only film I've ever been to where I heard someone crying in the toilet afterwards. It's pretty, pretty full on. So she can...
Did you ever go to Marley and Me?
No.
That was Elle, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was Elle.
Yeah.
Couple of dudes.
Somebody crying, crying in the bathroom.
Couple of quite emotional dudes at Marley and Me, actually.
Were there?
It's probably for good reason.
I wasn't there, but I saw them all come out of Marley and Me, and I was just a few of them were just running to the toilet.
Trying to
and
hold
I
it back.
Of, I sort of went there, well, what's wrong with those? I hope they're okay. Maybe they need a cuddle. And then they've obviously been holding it in because they didn't want to seem soft. That particularly Ponty and soft movie in front of whoever they're with. And then they like sort of steeled themselves, hard enough. Right, come on, you kids.
Dogs in there.
Stupid waste of money. It costs so much to go to the movies now. But really, I kept quiet. I kept their secret. Till now.
Yeah.
Till now.
So the yelling kind of covered for the emotions?
Well, they didn't yell. They blubbed. Oh, you mean afterwards?
Just to compensate with aggression.
Jack the mustard up.
So definitely worth seeing Isabelle Huppert. And this is actually a great film. It's received incredibly good reviews throughout.
And here's another one right now by the sound of things.
Yeah, so it's not, I mean, you know, there's no need to go and cry in the bathroom after this film, but it's just as quite tight as a performance.
There might be some people crying in the bathroom who go, I haven't even seen a film and I'm crying in the bathroom this morning. Cheer up, come on, it's all right, we'll play a song. We can help you out in that way. All right, so you recommend it?
I do recommend it, yeah.
Yep. Recommend it to the point where we can have a copy to give away?
We should have a copy to give away, yes,
fantastic.
Good idea.
How would you like to do that today?
Maybe somebody who could speak a little bit of French.
Parler a bit of Francais.
Yeah, that's right. Oh,
okay, well, that's always a pleasure to hear such a beautiful accent. Nessa, 309-3879, and just whack out a bit of French, and the DVD's yours.
Whack out a bit of French.
Whack out a bit of French. Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to do a good that's what I'm not supposed to do.
You can punch up.
Oh, that's up, is it?
Yep.
Is it?
Yep.
How come?
It's similar privilege.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's, I see the hell that works. 309-3879, if you'd like a copy of this DVD, you just have to be able to speak another language, and in this case, the language has to be French. BFM, good morning.
Hello.
Hello. I thought you were going to use your app on your phone then, but yep, hello, good morning.
Yeah, g'day. I don't know much French. I do know a phrase, joie de vivre, meaning the joy of life.
Oh, my God. Oh, was he... I can't actually judge it. So
it wasn't... I didn't mean to do a slow clap. I was genuinely enthused.
I was actually hoping that you were going to swear and say, pardon my French.
I can say another phrase, je ne sais quoi.
There you go. You're pretty semi-fluent. You're semi-fluent. I've got one for you.
Okay.
You can join me for the rap da 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 if you want. You're right, I see what you're saying now, sir. Maria, will you join me for Ratatata on the next one?
Ooh.
Here we go.
I don't know if
you've
I can get up
that
high.
You've got the perfect voice for it.
Really?
Yeah, we'll have to wait till the next one now.
The poor listeners.
Oh, that's great. It's not a Manhattan transfer. Here we go. Okay, ready?
I can't do it.
Come on! Have to wait for the next one now.
stage fright.
I don't know if it works on the next one.
Yeah, no, yeah. Thank you. Manhattan Transfer has its place. I'm not sure if it's on the breakfast show.
Any breakfast show.
Any breakfast show?
That's what I wake up to, is my new alarm. Yeah. Makes for a spicy morning, I'll tell you. The Manhattan Transfer, of course, is Chanson Le Monde, which is French. What was our winner's name? We didn't get a name.
Oh, he's still on the line.
I haven't given you my name yet. If I won it.
You've won it.
Okay, my name's Dave.
Dave. Okay, Dave, thank you very much. Congratulations to you. Enjoy this DVD.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering, when's Shonen Knife coming up to the studio?
Just after 9 o'clock.
Just after 9. Just the time I can't listen to them, unfortunately.
Oh, life is dealing you some questionable cards this morning, isn't it?
Were they not the band in Kill Bill, by the way?
No, I don't think so. Uh-huh. Well, I can't be sure.
Yeah, right. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you can always listen on the podcast. Sarah's went, podcast. Right. Which you should just say every couple of just was podcast. You can listen on the podcast later on if you like, and it'll just be just like being there.
Yeah, I don't have any technology that would enable to access.
But you've got a new DVD.
Yep.
Do you have a DVD player?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, hey, and Dave, that was the 5678s on Kill Bill.
Yeah.
Which, I can see the comparison between Shannon and Knife.
All right, Dave, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye.
Another happy winner here on BFM. We love to give things away. I've still got a double pass to the movie Mountain to give away today. I'm taking a name to go in the draw for the Skullcandy Crusher headphones, which are wireless and Bluetooth and bassy as. Thank you, Maria.
You're welcome, Maggie.
Always a pleasure.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.